The universe depicted in the films of Laurel and Hardy is a wildly unpredictable place. In one movie, The Flying Deuces, Oliver Hardy dies in a plane crash. Weeks later, as his friend Stan Laurel walks down a country road, he hears his dead friend's voice coming from a horse in a bowler hat.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Ollie, is that really you?
Of course it's me.
Gee, I'm glad to see you.
When Oliver Hardy died for real, Stan Laurel refused to ever appear on screen again in honor of his partner. In a small town in Georgia, Oliver Hardy fans gather every year to honor the portly screen star. Last weekend, NPR's Thomas Pierce paid them a visit.
On most days, there are fewer than 2,000 people in Harlem, Georgia. But today, more than 30,000 visitors clog its short main block, enjoying the good weather and what amounts to a typical fall festival. People sit in lawn chairs and watch a parade of go-karts and trailers. The smell of barbecue and funnel cake lingers in the air, but here and there you can spy bowler hats, butterfly mustaches, and on a stage above the crowd are two men who look like they've walked right out of a 1940s film.
I'm Oliver Norval Hardy, thank you, and this is my friend Stanley.
Hello, Ollie.
Well, hello, Stan.
This is the world's only Oliver Hardy Festival, and Dennis Moriarty and Dale Walters are the festival's grand marshals. They entertain the crowd with nonstop Laurel and Hardy trivia, how in Poland they're known as Flip and Flap. When a train rumbles through the middle of the festival, it reminds them of a train in the film called Birthmarks.
At the end of the movie, the train stops, the conductor throws Stan and Ollie off the train, and they're standing there in their long underwear.
Oliver Hardy was born in Harlem in 1892, the son of a Confederate veteran. To celebrate and benefit from that fact, the town has erected America's first Laurel and Hardy Museum. They say it brings in people from all over the world, especially now that there's a sign on the interstate. Inside the museum, lights flicker in a back room where a projector shows films for festival goers. There's only one little kink in all of this. Hardy was an infant, just a few months old, when his mother moved the family away from Harlem.
It's not where you lived, it's where you were born. You know, I mean, that's, you're only born in one spot.
Gary Russeth wasn't born in Harlem.
Moved from Minnesota, yeah, you betcha.
What was the reason for moving here?
Need you ask. And be Laurel and Hardy, of course. I grew up with them. They introduced me to the Model T Ford back when I was about 10 years old.
Russeth says when he discovered Harlem, he thought he'd found heaven. And since arriving, he's been busy building Laurel and Hardy marionettes and sculptures and life-size wooden replicas of the Model T Fords he loved in the films. Some of his creations are behind glass in the town museum, but one museum, it turns out, wasn't enough.
So this is it.
Gary Russeth and his wife, Jean, have been hard at work in the barn behind their house. They've converted it into America's second Laurel and Hardy Museum, open by invitation only. Jean Russeth leads the way.
This is our little hideaway, or Gary's hideaway, put it that way.
This isn't exactly little. The converted barn is full of dioramas and props and four life-size Model Ts. Peter Cooper, a film collector, steps into the room and looks around in amazement.
How long does it take him to do something like this?
Well,
this is pretty impressive.
It takes probably just a year just to figure out what he's going to do.
To design it?
Yeah.
Just to design?
Yeah.
Anywhere but Harlem, his devotion might seem strange, but here it's almost expected. Cooper jokes that this whole town is Laurel and Hardy land. And that seems to be true. Harlem has become a place where Gary Russeth and his friends can celebrate their love of old films and slapstick with a festival.
Hopefully it'll keep going. We'll keep the boys alive forever, because they were buddies to the end.
It's more than comedy that they're celebrating in Harlem, says Russeth. It's a friendship that gets reincarnated again and again. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Pierce.